Welcome to Water to Wine with Mignon Morel, a podcast that helps you grow in your relationship with God and teaches you how to receive healing, walk in your calling, and live full and abundant lives in Christ. Check out our website for more free resources at watertowinecounseling.org. And now, today's podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Mignon Morel. I'm so excited to be with you today. It's been a long time since we've done a podcast, and we are back. To let everybody know, most of you who have followed me in the past know that I kind of took a hiatus because I was working on finishing up my master's degree in pastoral counseling. And now I am officially a pastoral counselor. We have Water to Wine Pastoral Counseling. I offer counseling and mentoring sessions as well as temperament sessions to individuals, couples, teenagers, those who have need. So if you're someone who has need and God puts you on your heart to reach out for help or to reach out even to get to know yourself better as we do when we do temperament sessions, please think about us. You can go to our website, W2WC.org. If you are a podcast listener, when you go on that website, you'll have a form. You can click to contact me. That form comes directly to me. You can just add on that form that you're a podcast listener. All podcast listeners get 20% off their sessions. So I just want to leave that out there for you. Okay, so today we are going to dive right in on a subject that I get asked a lot about and that is very important for today. I want to talk about how we can discern when our seasons have changed and what we need to do about that shift that needs to take place. Now, I get this question in my practice a lot. You know, how do I know when it's time for me to move? How do I know when it's time for me to step down from this position, this job? How do I know when it's time for me to leave this relationship? You know, and then the second one is typically, how do I know that it's God that's behind this and not the enemy? Right now, we are in a season of great transition, and many of you are probably facing decisions about whether you need to move or stay, whether you stay at your job or move up to a different job, you know, whether you stay at your church or go to a different one, and several of us, even whether we stay in certain relationships, you know, but many of us are waiting because we're not sure and we're kind of dragging our feet. So I want to talk about that today, and we're going to start with the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 19, because here we see a great example of what happens when a season shifts and how to tell when it's time for you to move to the next thing and place of favor that God has for you. We also see here what can happen if you don't move when it's time. So I'm going to read from Acts 19 and share a little bit of Paul's story here. This chapter talks about when Paul went to Ephesus. So Acts 19:19-8. And he went into the synagogue and for 3 months spoke boldly, persuading and arguing and pleading about the kingdom of God. But when some became more and more stubborn and hard-hearted, they discredited and reviled and spoke evil of the way of the Lord before the congregation. So he separated himself from them, taking the disciples with him, and went on holding daily discussions in the lecture room of Tyrannus from 10 o'clock until 3. This continued for 2 years, so that all the inhabitants of the province of Asia, Jews as well as Greek, heard the word of the Lord concerning the kingdom of God. And God did unusual and extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs and towels or aprons, which had touched his skin, were carried away and put upon the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. Many of those who were now believers came making full confession and thoroughly exposed their former deceptive and evil practices. And many more of those who have practiced curious and magical arts collected their books and burned them right there in the sight of everyone. Thus the word of the Lord concerning the attainment through Christ of eternal salvation in the kingdom of God grew and spread and intensified, prevailing mightily. Now, after these events, Paul determined in the Holy Spirit that he would travel through Macedonia and go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must visit Rome also." And having sent two of his assistants, Timothy and Erastus, into Macedonia, he himself stayed on in the province of Asia for a while, there in Ephesus. But as time went on, there arose no little disturbance concerning the way of the Lord. So we see, starting here, that Paul is in Ephesus. He goes in. He starts talking with people in the synagogue. For about 3 months, he's arguing and debating with them. They reject him. So he's able at that time to take his disciples and go and speak in another section in Ephesus. And when he does this, all the different Jews and Greeks come from all around, and they go into what we would consider massive revival. They're burning their books. They're laying all this stuff down. Then he decides, you know, I need to go. He hears from the Holy Spirit, because it says here, after these events, Paul determined in the Holy Spirit he would go to Macedonia, and he sends people ahead of him. And then we come into a time of great disturbance. The story goes on and talks about a man named Demetrius, who was a silversmith who made shrines to the goddess Artemis, was upset because he was losing money. And he went to his crafts guild and talked to them, riling them up into a fervor about the fact they were losing money due to Paul and due to the new way. It became such an uproar that they actually ended up going into a very big amphitheater and grabbing people who had worked with Paul, accusing them, and the town clerk had to come in and calm everybody down. So it was a big deal. And after that is when Paul says, in chapter 20, it says, "After the uproar had ceased, Paul sent for the disciples and warned and consoled and urged and encouraged them. And he embraced them and told them farewell and set forth on his journey to Macedonia." So here we see a good example of when it's time to shift and move on to the new thing. One of the quickest ways to tell when it's time for you to shift and move on from where you are in life is that the anointing will shift off from what you are doing. The favor will lift from where you are at, and oftentimes you will face an increase in obstacles, warfare, and loss. And we see this in this chapter. I want to share a quick personal testimony of what this looks like for us. You know, for the past several years, my husband and I have been doing worship at our church. You know, my husband and I are musicians and singers by trade. You know, we met 30 years ago at a gig, and we got radically saved, and we ended up touring all over the world, playing worship and music. So it's something we were anointed to do and have done off and on for years. So about 6 months ago, you know, I'm leading worship when all of a sudden, right in the middle of the song, I feel a shift. I feel the anointing just lift off of me. And I knew right then and there, my time is up to be doing this here in this place. When it happened, you know, I went and told the people, like, "Hey, I've got to step down. My time is ended here." And they were sad about it, but I held my ground and we walked away from doing worship there. I knew it was the right thing to do because the season had shifted, and I knew it because I felt the anointing lift. All right. Once I stepped away, I also began to experience much greater favor to finish the things that I had been working on, like to finish my degree, and other doors began to open. I also knew one thing that Paul demonstrated here in Acts 19. Refusing to move on when it's time invites the enemy. Acts 19:21. Afterward, Paul felt compelled by the Spirit to go over to Macedonia before going to Jerusalem. And after that, he said, "I must go on to Rome." He sent his two assistants, Timothy and Erastus, ahead to Macedonia while he stayed a while longer in the province of Asia. About that time, serious trouble developed in Ephesus concerning the way. So Paul knew he needed to be moving on. He knew it was time, but because he waited, riots broke out. When we drag our feet and we don't move forward, increased warfare and loss is often the result. You know, God has plans for us and purposes for us beyond our comfort. His plans go beyond our understanding. And often moving is exactly what it's going to take to accomplish that purpose or to fulfill that God-given dream. In Scripture, we see countless examples of people who had to leave where they were in order to fulfill the destiny of God. Abraham had to leave his hometown to fulfill his destiny. Joseph had to leave his family to provide for the nation. The Apostle Peter had to leave his job as a fisherman so he could come into his ministry. God has plans and purposes for us that often require us to move out of what we have known so that we can reach our destiny. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, that we may do those good works which God predestined and planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." Fulfilling God's purposes for your life is the reason you need to be sensitive to when it's time for you to move, when it's time for you to make a shift. He has already made plans for you and a path for you. If you stay on too long in one place, you will miss the good works that he has for you. He has other people for you to meet. He has other positions for you to fill. He has other gifts he wants to work on in you. And often the signs are there that it's time for you to move on. The anointing lifts. Your favor at your job lifts. Things get more difficult. Doors close, but we often don't move because we are afraid of the future or we are comfortable where we're at. Sometimes, as in Paul's case, we are told ahead of time what God wants us to do, but we wait too long, and by doing that, we reap the consequences. When we stay in an old place and refuse to move, God will often allow the enemy to be used as a tool to prompt us to get up and move. But it really is so much simpler if we learn to discern our seasons and times and move in conjunction with his spirit. Now, the next question that I often get is, well, Mignon, how do I know this is God? How do I know that this whole scenario is God? Well, the first and the easiest thing is to ask him, Lord, is this you? And then be aware of his responding to you, either in your prayer time or through your circumstances. I'll tell you that every time I have faced a shift, it has often been preceded by the Lord letting me know a time of change was ahead. It doesn't mean he told me exactly everything that was going to happen. He just told me change is coming, or I felt change is coming. And then I started to look for the signs that corroborated what he told me. When those things happened, I would say, Lord, is this you? Lord, is this feels like we're supposed to go this way? Lord, make it clear. Sometimes he'll even give you dreams. Often your circumstances will change. Your relationships will change. Your favor where you've been at will change. Here's the deal about change with God. It will always be for your good eventually. It will always be for your good eventually. If God moves you, it is because he has a better plan than the one you are currently in. It's because he has better relationships than you currently have. It's because he has more favor than you are currently experiencing. And the most important thing that I think many of us overlook is that God wants to use us to bless each other. If we don't shift and move when it's time, we are potentially robbing others of what God wanted to bring to them through our lives. So I want to encourage you today, if this sounds like you, if you're in a place where you're feeling that pull to move on, pay attention. If that's you, God will open a way out. So you need to be ready and prepared to take it when it appears. Also, you may be like me, the person who actually needed to step down or step away from something in order for that door to open. Don't delay. God loves you and he will make a way for you. I want to close with a prayer for those who are at a crossroads or feeling the need to shift like we've been talking about. And before I close, actually before I pray, the Holy Spirit is prompting me to share something because I see that there is at least one of you, and there may be more, that you feel like you're caught up in a whirlwind. And this has to do with where you live. It has to do with, I think, even your family. And the thought of you having to move on beyond that place and those people right now is very frightening for you. And I just want to share something that God has put on my heart. And I apologize for getting emotional, but the Lord reminded me of a similar circumstance that I had when I was very young. And most of you know, I grew up in a very dysfunctional and abusive household. And when it came time after high school, it was actually a time of great turmoil and problems with my family, where I was raised. I was raised by a single father. And I ended up at that time, I didn't know God, but at that time, I ended up getting kicked out. And it wasn't for anything I did wrong or bad. It was just my father was not a mentally healthy person. And at the time, I remember being very afraid. I was on my own. I was alone. I didn't have any jobs. And I watched in that season of life how God, I didn't even know him then, orchestrated my steps to get me to a much better place, a safer place, a place where I could actually come into relationship with him. And he watched over my steps, even though I was very afraid. So I just want to encourage you that if that's you, if you're fearful and you're not sure, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? But you know, the doors are closing where you're at. Step out. He has you. He will make a way. And I want to encourage you that if that's you, this word is for you, that God is going to be faithful and he is going to bring you out of that season, and that you're going to have to leave where you're at for that turmoil to stop and that whirlwind to stop. And it's going to be okay. So I want to encourage you in that. And I just want to close with a quick prayer. Father God, I thank you for your great love for us. I thank you for your love that covers every single person listening. You know their hearts. You know their situations. You know, Lord, the plans, the perfect plans that you have for them. Father, would you go before them right now? Would you begin to close every door around them that needs to be closed? Would you open the right doors for them? Father, would you give them peace as a sign that you are with them in this season of shifting? Lord, would you bring the new opportunities, the new jobs, the new assignments, the new relationships? And would you unhook them from everything that would try to hold them back from what you have for them? I thank you, Lord, that you promised always to be with us and to make a way, that you have prepared good things for them to do, that you have prepared a path for them to walk on. Father, please give them the grace and the courage and the fortitude that they need to make the transitions. I ask for blessing upon them as they go, that your peace would guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And we declare all of this in Jesus' holy and mighty name. Amen. To hear more podcasts, schedule a counseling or mentoring session, or to access helpful videos for your faith, simply go to our website, W2WC.org.